We celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Lord today, the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a feast of the Lord and a feast of our Lady. Our Lady brings the child Jesus into the temple in accordance with the law of Moses to have him redeemed and Our Lady purified. And they were just going through the formalities, obedience to the law, but our Lord mysteriously was purifying the sons of Levi, purifying the priests of that day, purifying the priests of today, and purifying all of us who are part of the common priesthood to be purified from our sins and to be able to make sacrifices to God of our very lives, of our all that is dear to us, all that we have, we are offering to the Lord as to the Father, as Jesus, as Mary did, offering Jesus to the Father for our sanctification, for our salvation. So it's a feast of purification. It's a feast of we offering our lives to God, purified lives. We want to be purified of sin, purified of the earth and our sinfulness and selfishness, to be purified and to be offered in a purified way through Our Lady, as Our Lady did of our Lord. And it's a feast also of light, Jesus entering into the world, entering into the temple as a light to the world, and how we too are to image that light to the world in our evangelization, in our good example, in our works of charity to the world. So as we do in Holy Mass and we offer up our gifts to the altar, and then we offer ourselves up in Jesus as he's hanging from the cross at the consecration, and he's offering himself up to the Father for our sins, we are doing that every Mass. We're offering ourselves as well, offering up our day, offering up our prayers and our crosses and our joys and our many sacrifices, our body, our will, our obedience. We're offering up everything to God every day, especially at Holy Mass. But we're offering up to the Father in union with Jesus our lives. This is what we're doing throughout our life and every day. And this offering we make in the arms of Our Lady so that she purifies our offerings. She purifies everything we do, our good works, which are so imperfect. She purifies them, she embellishes them, she makes them pleasing to God. If we are united to her and we offer up everything through her to the Father. So we're doing that in a miniature way at every Mass, but in a big way in this celebration, this feast of the presentation of the Lord, offering ourselves up in a purified way to God in everything we do, all our works today and every day, all our prayers. There's always an offering to the Father as the incense goes up, as we present gifts to the altar. We are offering ourselves to the Father. This is our life. This is what we're doing every day throughout our life to the end of our life. And we too are to be lights to the world, the shining lights of virtue and holiness and love for God and love for our neighbor and preaching and our boldness and our fortitude in the world and in the midst of the fight against evil. We are a light in the darkness of the world. There's so much darkness in the world because God is receding more and more from the hearts of men and from the world, and it's getting darker. And we need to shine that light brighter through our union with God and Our Lady, through our union with the Holy Eucharist, which enlightens us, makes us light, makes us shining bright, makes us on fire with love for God and for the world and for our brothers and sisters who we want to save and help to find salvation as we hope to find salvation and to maintain the salvation that God has given to us in our state of grace. So we are to walk through the world, walk through with a brighter light into the world. So this feast underlines that truth, strengthens it, and renews it, and refreshes it in our hearts today. And so as always, let's unite ourselves to our Lady today so that she can make us a brighter, shining light. She will purify us more and more from sin and selfishness in our own will, and so that we will do God's will in imitation of her and our Lord doing the will of his Father.
Christus.